Blog Talk Radio.
Episode of Sports Urban Legends. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthews, I'm William Remo. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Just watching the Jets game. They're trailing 7-0 with 5 seconds before the halftime. We'll lead off with them, and we'll talk a little hot stove also as well. We'll talk a little hoops, you know, with the Knicks. Give a little 2010, you know, 2010 predictions about the free agency. A little pro wrestling, you know, the usual stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, give us a call, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. But before we get to the show, unfortunately, we gotta, of course, talk about what has transpired in Haiti this past week, and it's a real, you know, the earthquake really ravaged Haiti. Of course, everybody knows Haiti is one of the most poorest country, you know, in the world, and it's arguably the, you know, poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and me and you both being Haitian Americans, we both were, you know, directly affected by it.
Yeah.
unfortunate because, you know, there's a lot of people down there that have lost their relatives and friends and family, and it doesn't only affect people over there, it affects people over here. And, you know, there's been a lot of charities and organizations contributing money to help out and relieve the effort. So, you know, hopefully everyone can stay strong during this and stay positive and hope for the best.
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't heard anything about, you know, the status of my family over there. Hopefully they're safe. Your grandfather passed away.
Yeah.
Recently because of this.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm trying to, you know, trying to stay positive, like I said, and stay strong, you know, because very unfortunate that I lost my grandpa. I mean, I didn't know him that well, but the times I did spend with him, it was, you know, it was good to find out more about him and, you know, the Haitian tradition. And, yeah, I'll miss the guy, you know. He's definitely going to be in my prayers. I know he was in your prayers today because you went to church. And I told you to say a prayer for me, you know. So,
Well, unfortunately, I didn't go today. I'm gonna go next week.
You didn't even say a prayer.
Well, of course I saved a prayer for you. I mean, while I was here, my prayers are with you and your family through this horrible time, and everybody else who's been affected by this, you know.
Thank you.
Because it's this tragedy, you know, it was really unexpected because I don't think an earthquake hit Haiti in over 200 years, and nobody in recent history, of course, could obviously recall having an earthquake. So it was very surprising, and just 2008 they had like 4 hurricanes, so you know, it's pretty unfortunate what's happening over there. And
you people out there, you can still help out, you can still contribute money. I mean, I donated $25 to YLA Haiti, you know, White Clef's organization, so you can still help out and donate money, food, you know, whatever you want to just help out the effort going over there right now in Haiti.
Thanks for that.
No problem.
You know, everybody, good thing about this, you know, everybody, you know, from, you know, all cultures, all races, all, you know, different backgrounds, you know, they're all united from this tragedy, and hopefully, you know, after this, Haiti, you know, get some sort of normalcy, you know, after a while, maybe in a couple of years, hopefully people will, you know, still, you know, stick with Haiti and try to help Haiti out because it's a real, I mean, even before the, you know, this tragedy, you know, the poverty, you know, in Haiti, it's unbearable,
yeah,
to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, we all together, you know, everybody, you know, could try to help out.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know, ironically, you know, because of Haiti, because of the revolution, you know, in Haiti in 1804, that's what led to Napoleon to sell the Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah.
To America. So hopefully America could help out the nation, the second nation after, you know, in the Western Hemisphere after U.S. You know, they could, you know, help them. They definitely need the help right now, now more than ever.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, right now, the Jets, they're still trailing 7-0. Kading is trying to attempt a 57-yard field goal, and
oh,
the kick is no good, wide left. And Revis, he's getting the ball. He's running around. And he's finally tackled to end the second quarter. Now it's halftime.
Yeah, Jets can't score for some reason in this game.
Yeah, the
Chargers
really
defense
has
been
out.
Holding up.
Luckily, they're just down a touchdown. Hopefully, you know, they could stop Rivers and Lati, as we mentioned, you know, last week, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah.
And the rest of this potent offense. Hopefully, Jets could get a shot to tie it and hopefully win this game.
Well, they better hurry up because there's only two more quarters to play.
Yep. Or else their dreams of a Super Bowl will be definitely over.
Yeah. And the winner of this game will face the Colts next week in Indianapolis. So.
Yep. After Ravens lost to the Colts 20-3.
Mhm.
So the winner of this series, the Jets versus Chargers, will, like you just pointed out, will face the Indianapolis Colts. But Okay. Like I was just saying, Jets and Chargers, they can't worry about the Colts right now. They got both teams, you know, they're playing the game right now. Hopefully, Jets can persevere and, you know, get this win if they have any chances, you know, to face the Colts in the AFC Championship.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Jets, they're playing good defense right now, but they just need to get something going on the offensive side of the ball.
Yep. Let's just hope this isn't the final score of the game.
Yeah. Like I said, this is not baseball, you know. We don't have innings. This is two more quarters left, and that's it.
Yep. And like we said yesterday, the Saints are on your show. The Saints are, you know, are marching in there. You know, they won yesterday.
Yeah.
They eliminated the Chargers.
They blew out the Cowboys, man. Even though I thought the Cowboys would go to the Super Bowl, hey, anytime this is a good thing, you know.
I said Chargers, my fault. I meant
Cowboys.
I meant you're right. No, wait. I mean the Cardinals, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the Cardinals, yeah. Right, I was thinking about today's game with Cowboys, yeah. Cowboys lost, too, today. They lost to the Vikings. So, the Vikings are going to face the Saints next week in the NFC Championship game.
Vikings-Saints is definitely going to be a big series over there for the NFC Championship.
Yep.
And Favre, he's 1-1 away from going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it looks like it might be Favre versus Manning Super Bowl.
Looks like that right now, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what people want to see too.
But I want to see a Jets. I don't care who it is in the NFC. As long as we get there and beat whoever is there, whether it's the Vikings or the Saints. I mean, yeah, right, exactly.
Well, you guys got to come back first.
Yeah, but they can't worry about the Saints. They definitely can't worry about the Vikings or even the Colts for that matter. They gotta, you know, continue to play this, you know, their trademark defense against the Chargers and shut down Philip Rivers. and the rest of their offense and try to score some, get Sanchez to play, a smart, intelligent game like last week, which was his best game of his career.
Well, you know, that was a big missed field goal just before the half, so Jets are they still have a chance.
Yeah, that's true. That could ignite the Jets offense right there.
Yeah.
Because one of the arguably the worst. I know it's a little early, but one of the most debilitating things that could happen to a team is when you have your kicker miss a field goal. I mean, it is a 57-yard field goal. It wasn't a cheapie by any stretch of the imagination, but
it was a long one.
But when your kicker, you gotta have confidence in your kicker that no matter how far the attempt is, gotta trust your guy's gonna
make
that field goal.
Yeah, because any chance you have of scoring, you gotta capitalize on that opportunity.
Yep. Because most times than not, it always bites you in the rear end in the end.
Yep.
But speaking of getting on the rear end, looks like the Knicks the past 4 out of 5 games, they've been getting their butts kicked.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're still in it, in this playoff race, but if they keep losing, they might not even see the playoffs in May. So they gotta start winning again, get back on track.
Yeah, they lost to the Pistons yesterday, 94-90.
Yeah.
And they're having a home and home series with Detroit. Tomorrow they're gonna play them 1 p.m. Martin Luther King's because of Martin Luther King's Day in the Garden. So
they haven't been playing good defense this past week.
They definitely haven't. But David Lee, he's been continuing to have an all-star year. He had 24 points, 10 rebounds, and two years in a row, he tied his career high with 9 assists. So 2 games in a row, he was 1 assist shy of having his first career triple-double.
Yeah, well, who was the last Knick to have a triple-double?
Last Knick
Crawford?
That's a very good question. The last Knick to have a triple-double, I would assume it would have to be...
I think maybe it could have been Jamal Crawford, or
it might be Jamal Crawford. I don't think Duhon has done that last year.
No, I don't think so.
I remember Duhon set the Knick record for assists.
Yeah.
22 in a game, but I don't think he got a triple double yet. I'm baffled right now.
Yeah, I can't think. I mean, I doubt it was Curry. I doubt Curry ever had a triple double for us.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's definitely sure. Maybe triple double and turnovers, foul outs and. Not giving a crap.
Yeah, no, I doubt that. I think it could have been Crawford, We have to do some research on that.
Might have been. And, what you think? 2010, you think they should Who you think they should go after, other than LeBron? Because there's some rumors that, they might be going after Bosch or retaining Lee. Right now, it looks like wisely they're thinking about retaining Lee, David Lee, who could potentially be the All-Star.
Yeah, I want
Lee to stay, man. Yeah, I hope so, too.
If we could keep Lee and get LeBron, we're good.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, you get LeBron, you keep Lee, and then you pair him up with Chandler, Gallinari. You got Nate off the bench.
Yeah, if Nate stays.
What they could do this year is what they should do is give Nate a shot to start because Duan, he hasn't been doing that good recently. I mean they he's averaging like 8 points, 6 assists. I mean he's not cutting it anymore.
Yeah.
I'd rather give Nate a shot, you know, see if you or at least Hughes. Either start Hughes or Nate. Probably Nate, I mean, because the guy, I know this is the last year of his contract, but if you can't trade for, a decent point guard, they should give Nate a shot, see what they got, you know, if he could actually play. Because he's starting to actually play a little bit better defense.
But the thing about Nate, he's not really a point guard. He's more of a shooting guard type.
I mean,
Duan has had a good season. He hasn't been terrible or anything. He's been good at point guard, but Duan is more of a backup type of point guard.
Yeah, I agree. Because Duan, in December last month, he was great. I mean, the whole team was playing great. They were actually playing defense. They were passing the ball. They're actually mm-hmm. playing team defense. They actually look like Knicks out there.
Yep.
Now the calendar changed after winning the first two games this year. They've fell flat losing the, you know, four of their last five games.
I mean, they need to get back to playing because if they fall, I mean, they're like, what, 7 games under 500 now? Eight games under 500?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got to start winning so they can, you know, fall all the way to near last place in the East.
Yeah. Thanks to the Nets, they don't have to worry about being in last place in the Atlantic Division again.
Yeah. Well, the Nets are always going to be the last place team. I mean, they only have 3 wins, so.
Yeah.
I don't even see the Nets winning 5 games this year. Maybe he might get 5 games. Maybe that's the only.
Against us. No. They actually have one more game with us. Because we won the first two games. And they won the last game, and then we're going to have one more game against them.
Oh, yeah.
So they might end up with 4 wins this year.
Maybe. But isn't the next game at the Garden?
We're going to face the...
the next game. The next game we play the Nets.
I believe so. I believe it. What it is gonna, be at the Garden.
So we'll beat them. I mean, I don't see this team winning more than 5 games. The Nets.
I think they'll win more than 5 games. I think they'll win around 20.
20? No, that's asking a lot.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, 20 is kind of a lot for them.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right, maybe 10 more wins for them.
I don't even know about 10 more.
I'll say 10 more. They'll get 10 more wins.
Yeah, I haven't seen them winning more than 10 games.
I think they won't set the record or tie the record. I think they'll have a little bit more wins than having nine wins. I think they'll have more than that. So I'll mark it down. I'll say 13.
Well,
even though they have to win 10 more.
Yeah, that's actually a lot from that team.
That is actually a lot. You think they'll set the record?
What's the record again?
9-72, I believe it is.
Yeah, I think they'll win 10 games, so they won't set the record. They won't set the record. If the record is 9, no, they got to win more than 9. They got to win at least 10 games. So.
Yeah, I think they'll win more than 9.
Yeah.
Even as bad as they're playing,
I wouldn't be surprised if they did set the record. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're playing horrible this year. I mean, they're a very talented team, but, you know, they, I think, you know, over the years, they've been too dependent on Vince Carter, you know, especially that last year after they got rid of him, you know, because he was their go-to guy when they needed, you know, to score, especially late
yeah.
in the game. And now they don't have that guy that they could go to. I mean,
did you see his three-pointer the other night?
No, I didn't.
The amending three-pointer at the buzzer for the Hawks?
No, I. Who are you talking about? Vince Carter?
No. You're talking about Vince Carter. I thought you were talking about Jamal Crawford.
Oh well. I mean, you are right about that. With Jamal Crawford. I mean, he does. He is. You're right. It is a similar situation because. When Crawford was with the Knicks last year, he was like the only guy that they could count on the for, you know, to get the last shot.
Yep.
So you are right. It is kind of like a similar situation with the Nets, you know, being, you know, dependent on Vince Carter scoring a bit ability.
Yeah, and the Nets, they've lost a lot of people over the years. There's Jason Kidd, Kenyon Martin, Richard Jefferson, Vince Carter. I mean. They lost a lot of players, good players, too.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, you can't keep losing good players every year and expect to be good.
Especially from their champion, their Eastern Conference Championship teams. You know, they lost Kerry Tittles. I think they traded him with the Clippers.
Yep, Van Horn.
Van Horn was a little earlier than that, but. Yeah, Van Horn was a good player with them.
He was on that team. He was on that 2002 team.
Oh, I guess you're right. I remember now. Yeah, you just kickstarted my memory. Right, you're right. He was on that the first team.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a real good team.
And releasing or not signing their players, and now they're just bad.
Yeah, what really, you know, took the wind out of the Nets team was Kenyon Martin sign with the, they didn't match the contract with they didn't match, you know, the contract when he went to Denver.
Yeah.
I mean,
they couldn't. They didn't want to. They didn't want to spend that kind of money. They didn't feel he was worth that kind of money.
Well, yeah, I mean, he wasn't worth that money, like $96 million. And he's not a superstar player by any means necessary. But he was, you know, he was like the heart of that team, man. I couldn't stand that guy. You know, he dunks on us. He loves scoring on the Knicks, man.
Yeah. He's like dunking and yelling to the crowd, trash talking.
Man. I couldn't stand that guy.
He's a Fugazi, man.
He sure is. And especially the guy who you call that, Tim Thomas. When they beat us in 2004. Marbury's first year with the Knicks.
Yep.
When they quote unquote made the playoffs by getting
by
swept.
Default.
By default. And of course, we all remember the infamous Isaiah Thomas welcome to the playoffs speech.
Don't remind me.
Man, I still remember it like if it was yesterday. It happened so quick. We were trailing 2-0, and we, you know, me and you thought, you know, we could have had a shot to maybe win or two, you know, one or two games.
I'm trying to forget those days.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't count. We went to the postseason that year.
Me, yeah, I don't really count it either. I mean, we made the playoffs by default, and we didn't even play that good.
And we didn't even win a game. I mean, if we won a game, I'd say okay, we went to the playoffs, but we just got dominated.
Yeah, we got
and who was even there?
It was a waste of time to even go there to the playoffs.
Pretty much.
Hopefully we just forfeited.
That's what we did.
Wait, hold on, Will. There's a caller on the line.
Cool.
Hey, everybody. This is a long-time caller.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, caller?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing all right. And right now I'm watching the Jets versus the Chargers, San Diego Chargers.
Can we talk about the Conan thing?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, on the sports.
How do you guys feel about the Conan situation?
I'm on Conan's side.
I'm on Conan's side too.
I mean, Jalen looks selfish.
Even Rosie O'Donnell is on Conan's side.
Yeah. And I don't like Rosie, but I agree with her.
I don't like Rosie either. Don't tell my mother.
But,
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with Conan. Jalen had he hosted the show for like 16, 17 years. And he promised 5 years ago that he was going to give the job to Conan. And then towards that last year of his the contract, he was getting second thoughts, but NBC pretty much forced him to, live up to his word. So,
yeah, and I now, think he messed up.
Yeah, now
it seems like he won't even be able to keep those that bear he had and all those jokes, those kind of things. Like you see how he has triumphs and that bear, which I'm not going to mention the name of the bear, but we all know.
Right. Yeah.
He won't be able to keep those.
Yeah, you're right, because it's trademarked by NBC. NBC have all the rights. So if Conan does leave, he's going to have to go to the drawing board and come up with new skits because they don't, those are all NBC property. So.
And that's the reason that his ratings didn't do good on NBC because, he couldn't do those bits and characters that he had on his former show.
Right.
He didn't have the bear, he didn't have Preparation H, Ed. Whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah,
Raymond.
Raymond.
Oh,
Raymond.
Oh,
yeah. Preparation Raymond, So he couldn't be edgy, like he was on his old show. So that's why
he had to be whack like Dick.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or Jimmy Kimmel.
Bill's not that bad. I mean, he has some funny moments.
Cool.
Jimmy Kimmel, he has a Mexican security guard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Guillermo funny. Guy.
Yeah, Uncle Frank.
Yeah, he's funny, too.
I guess those people, like Guillermo and all those other people, are more funny than him to me. I don't like him.
Oh, yeah, and they had this security guard, Beatrice, but she passed away. But she was good on that show too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot about her. Right.
You saw he had a fake chin like Jay Leno.
He was just as Jay Leno this past week, just mocking Jay Leno.
And he was mocking Leno's lisp.
Yeah.
Was that a dog or Jay Leno?
That's a Jay Leno dog.
Hey, All right, you guys. Peace up.
All right.
From your long-time caller.
I guess the Leno dog scared her away.
Yeah. Yep. Peace
all up. Right, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Little entertainment on Urban Sports Legend.
Sports Urban Legend.
Sports Urban Legend, sorry. I keep on getting it wrong.
You're fired. Fine, you're hired again. It's like I'm George Steinbrenner and you're Billy Morton. But yeah, it's horrible how they're treating Conan on NBC.
Yeah, I'm on his side, you know. Whatever he decides to do, I hope it works out.
Yeah, me too. Because, I mean, Jay Leno, I mean, he doesn't need the money, I mean.
Oh, that asshole. I would call back for that.
Jay Leno, man, he's... Jay Leno, man, I mean, come on, give the guy a shot, man. You know?
I know, he deserves it.
They look like they were cool before, but it looks like, you know, Jay Leno, you know, an eagerness to, you know, live up to his word, you know, now... You could clearly see there's a rift in the relationship, as you would obviously would expect.
Yeah, well, it's already a done deal. I mean, he's going to come back regardless, so.
That's messed up.
So Jay Leno has already signed the contract, so he's going to definitely be going back, and he's going to return to his one-hour slot. So. Caller, are you back?
No, there's a new caller here. I wanted to talk about Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyways, I was gonna say that Jay Leno, he has a bank. He put all his money in his bank account, and he has no kids. Bye, you guys.
Wow, this person got asthma. This person really, really upset about this Leno and Conan situation.
Yeah, I guess you don't like Jay Leno, huh, caller?
I guess I hope the caller is okay. We're calling 911 for this.
Caller, are you still there?
Caller. I guess the caller left.
Yeah.
The caller is really upset about this whole Conan thing. I mean, I don't blame the caller.
Yeah, well, everybody's mad at Jay Leno because, you know, he's coming off as selfish from this whole ordeal.
Yeah. And even Jimmy Kimmel said that he wants to get, Leno wants to take over all the you know, late night shows.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that. So, what's going on in the Jet game right now, man?
What did you say?
What's going on in the Jet Charger game?
We gotta check on that no caller. Yeah, that's one, man.
I think they're still trailing. I'm looking at the replay here.
Yo, that guy was wheezing. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that caller, but we got to... Hopefully that caller's okay.
Yeah,
but,
sounds like they were smoking cigarettes.
Oh, it's stepped out for a couple of seconds. Jets are trailing 7-3. They kicked the field goal.
Oh, so Jets finally got on the board.
About time.
Got to keep it up. So, want to talk about some WWE?
Sure, why not?
What do you think of Mike Tyson's performance the other night?
Well, it was predictable at first. I was a little pumped seeing him, you know, that he, you know, announcing that he was going to team up with Jericho to, you know, to go against DX. And I like the part how they, you know, they rehashed the, you know, the WrestleMania 14 incident when Mike Tyson betrayed DX.
Yeah.
After that, Shawn Michaels. So I like that part, you know, when he, when, you know, when they were trying to copy, you know, what happened the week before when Brett and Shawn buried the hatchet.
Right.
And I like,
right.
I like the part, you know, Tyson was saying, like, you know, he has no regrets, he would do it again. So I'm thinking, maybe the main event match is going to be good, you know.
Yeah.
Having, you know, Mike Tyson, you know, fight against DX. But once you, but once it gets towards the end and you see Jericho's talking trash and you see, what's his name, is standing, Tyson is standing behind him. And he, you know, he of course, Mike Tyson, he's like a bandwagon fan. He just jumps on the bandwagon of, you know, whoever's winning. Because remember, he was supposed to be with DX in 98. And then afterwards, he betrayed DX and did a fast count for Stone Cold after Stone Cold got the Stone Cold Stunner on
WrestleMania. Right.
Tyson did a fast pin count, and then afterwards, while he was still wearing a DX shirt, he revealed that he was a Stone Cold fan.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then, of course, that's when Shawn Michaels actually woke up, which was Shawn Michaels' last match before he had the before he came back out of retirement in 2002. Then Shawn Michaels got knocked out cold by Tyson when Shawn Michaels was about to punch him, but of course, you know, Tyson's, you know,
rocket.
Got that quick, you know, powerful right hand, man, and just knocked him out cold.
Yep.
So it looked like there could have been revenge for DX, or, you know, he would have knocked out Triple H and or Shawn Michaels, but of course, he betrayed Jericho and this time went back to DX, which he was originally with in 1998.
Yeah,
and he knocked out Jericho.
Yeah, and after he knocked him out, they did the him and his son. He brought out his son to do the DX suck it
yeah.
at the end of the show. You know, the X to the crotch thing that they
yeah.
do.
Yep.
I thought it was a good show, but Mike Tyson did seem a little, I don't know, how can I say it, retarded that night? Anyway, remember in the beginning, you know, you were like, yeah!
I'm excited to be here. Yeah.
Oh, man, I was laughing. Oh, man.
But, man, WWE is doing the same stuff over and over again. It's not even funny. If they keep this up, man, TNA is going to surpass them in fanship, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying forever, but, like, maybe a couple of months or a year. But,
What happened to TNA this past Thursday, anyway?
Huh?
What happened on TNA this past Thursday?
Nothing really. I mean, Nasty Boys and Dudley Boys look like they're going to have a feud.
Oh.
Because they messed up the Dudley Boys locker room. And then afterwards, when the Dudley Boys were going to confront the Nasty Boys, they got attacked from behind inside their own locker room. And the Nasty Boys, you know, beat them up. And then they drop food. They drop food all over them.
Man, but the Nasty Boys are old. They're like in their 50s.
I know. Hey, you know, they're Hogan's friends, so.
Yeah, that's true.
They're out of retirement now.
But they're old and obese.
What's next? Brutus Beefcake?
Brutus Beefcake?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who knows? You know, maybe they might have that. The Mega Maniacs, or whatever the heck that's what they called
their
tag team back in the days, right?
Yeah, the return, yeah.
Or maybe Macho Man might come back, have a mega power, but those guys hate each other, so I doubt that.
Now, I see Macho Man coming back to the WWE before he goes to TNA.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He might be a Hall of Famer this year, Macho Man.
Might be. It looks like most likely it's going to be... Oh, crap. Just got intercepted.
Really?
Yep.
At what, where? Where on the field?
This is his first interception since week 15 against the Falcons.
He's been holding
looks like
the
to the right side. He tried to throw it, and then it got tipped.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Kind of like, I think it went off someone's fingertips.
Yeah, Jammer got his second career postseason interception.
Oh, man.
Got the first down, and he's still running. Now they got him out of bounds.
Well, this
there's
is
a flag,
so this
the
might
play.
Come back. This is coming back. Looks like it's an illegal block.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So hopefully the Jets can hold them to a field goal.
Yeah. Hopefully, and hopefully Kaden will miss another field goal.
Yeah.
And the Mets, I mean, for the past week, if not a month, they've been saying that Mets and Benji Molina are close to signing. But, of course, we know that's not the biggest news in the Mets right now. Of course, I'm, of course, referring to the Beltran. He said knee surgery that Carlos Beltran had this past week. Beltran is saying... Oh, yeah, Beltran was saying that, you know, that he had permission from the Mets organization to get the surgery done, while the Mets originally said that he didn't. John Rico, the assistant GM, said that that they knew that he was going to have surgery, but they didn't know he was going to have it on that day. They wanted to talk to him. They wanted to talk to Beltran, you know, to have a third opinion before they go ahead with the surgery, to see if they need to do a surgery or whatnot. What would be the best case for Beltran? But according to Beltran, he had the clearance, and then afterwards, Minaya on Friday said that they knew about it, but for some reason they didn't know he was going to do it. It's like, make up your mind. Did either the Mets knew about it or they didn't know about it? Because they have proved that they had work compensation papers, workmanship papers,
mm-hmm.
for them to get the clearance. So right now, I think that the Mets should, you know, they should just let this story die out because it makes them look unorganized.
So let me get this straight: the Mets knew that he was going to have a surgery. And they didn't approve it?
Repeat that?
The Mets knew that Beltran was going to have the surgery, but they didn't approve him to have the surgery?
They didn't want him to do it. They didn't want him to do it yet because they wanted to consult with Beltran and the other people in the organization to see if they should do it yet or if does he need the surgery? Cuz originally when he after the season, he felt fine. It's like towards last year, he felt that, you know, the knee injury. He started feeling the knee was bugging him again when he was trying to do spring training workouts.
But why didn't he wait? I mean, the Mets wanted him to wait. Why did he rush to get the surgery done?
Because according to him, he felt that the Mets gave him permission, that they knew about it. it's a weird story. And, you know, there's Mets might, you know, pursue legal actions against him.
Wow.
Who knows? They might try to see if they might terminate his contract. Well, you know. But I think Mets should just, you know, let this thing set an example, you know, warn him, you know, don't do stuff like that again. But let it die out because if they're not going to, they need this guy to come back healthy on the field.
Yeah. Because this guy's one of their top performers and RBI guys, you know, drives in a lot of runs, hits home runs. You know, he's the main, he's one of the main guys in that lineup. So if you lose him, I mean, can't replace him. He's unreplaceable.
You're right, man. He's arguably the best center fielder in the game right now.
Yeah, so.
So they shouldn't. They have 2 more years on the contract. You know, they should, you know, fulfill the contract. And I mean, this is the first time they ever had a conflict with Beltran. I mean, they should, you know. I understand they should, you know, set an example, you know. But try to be a little lenient on the guy, because you want this guy to come back as quickly as he can. You know, this guy is rumored to be out for at least 12 months. I mean, 12 weeks. I mean, 12 months, he would have been, that would have been way past the season.
Yeah.
But rather, 12 weeks. So he should be back May, if everything turns out well. But then again, with the Mets medical staff, you never know.
It's a complicated situation right now.
Yep.
Team Beltran and the Mets, and only the Mets. Only the Mets.
Yep. And this happened like a minute or two ago. Revis was able to get the ball for the Jets.
Oh, he intercepted it.
It got hit off the whatchamacallit. It got hit off one of the players on, I think, Sproles from the Chargers, and then it popped out of his, he fell down, it popped out of his hands, it rolled to whatchamacallit, into Revis's hands, and then he got up and he rushed for, you know, a couple of yards.
Oh, yeah, Revis, man, he's probably the best defensive cornerback in the league.
Yeah, he is, but unfortunately, they didn't agree. The voters didn't agree with that because they made
Charles Woodson defensive player of the year.
Right, from the Raiders, the LA Raiders, or I should say Oakland Raiders.
Well, Revis is proving, you know, he's a shutdown cornerback.
He is, man. That guy's great.
Yeah.
And in the regular season before last week, he's held the best you know, receivers in the game to like one touchdown.
Yeah, I would love to have him on my team.
He's a great player. You know, they need to. I know this is his second. He's been an all-star his first 2 years in the game. Hopefully he'll have a long career with the Jets with at least one Super Bowl ring in his on his finger, and hopefully he'll retire a Jet. But that's a long way to go for now.
Yeah. We'll wait and see, you know. But first the Jets gotta win this game.
Yep.
What do you think about Super Bowl this year or next year or year after that and into the future?
And back to the Beltran thing, they're looking for they're trying to think of solutions, what they should do, you know, while Beltran's out, whether if they should let Pagan play, you know, start or make Fernando Martinez their top prospect in the minor leagues who didn't do too well in his short time in the major leagues. Or they might sign a veteran guy like Reed Johnson,
mm-hmm.
or maybe Burns, which he recently got released from, designated from assignment from the D-backs. Or might even sign Jerry Harrison, or even Hudson, a career second baseman to play center field. Who knows?
Oh, Orlando Hudson?
Yeah, that Orlando Hudson.
Oh.
But the Mets, they haven't had a good history with second basemen, especially second basemen who play center field. And yeah, I'm talking about Juan Samuel. But
I don't know who that is.
he was a star second baseman with the with the Phillies, and then he got traded to the Mets in that Lenny Dykstra deal. And let's just say he didn't do too good. There won't be any Met Classic games with him in it as a Met. Let's just say he was just as good as Roberto Alomar and Carlos Baerga as a Met.
Oh, okay.
That should give you an idea.
Now, what about in baseball, what about the Mark McGwire thing? What do you think about him admitting he used steroids, especially in 98?
Not a shocker. I mean, this guy has the audacity to say that, he just took it for health reasons. Come on, man.
Oh, please.
This guy took at least four different type of steroids and human growth hormones. Like, some of them were, like, once every 3 days. Some of them were once a month. I mean, this guy honestly believed that he had, that he would actually hit all those home runs and that it was a gift from God. He actually believes that.
That he thinks
he would be able to hit all those home runs.
He's a cheat. And, if he's saying he used it for Humphreys, I mean, come on. No one believes that. Come on.
Exactly.
He just did this so he could return to baseball and make people accept him again.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's the new hitting coach with the Cardinals.
Yeah. And you're always going to be a steroid user, Mark McGwire. Do you think he deserves to go to the Hall of Fame now that he's admitted this?
Nope. Once you're a cheater, you shouldn't go to the Hall of Fame. That is simple as that. Because this guy wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame if it wasn't for all his home runs.
That's true.
He didn't do anything else spectacular.
Yeah.
He pretty much would have been in the Hall of Fame if he was if his home runs were legitimate. That's the only reason why he would be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But we all know, as we all suspected, there is no, there's no legitimacy to anything he did, especially in 1998 when him and Sammy Sosa did their best Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle impression in 61.
Yeah, that was a good home run race, by the way. But even then, people suspected that something was going on with this guy, And now we found out, he was doing something. But he says that, what's his name, Jose Canseco never injected him.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man.
Yeah.
But, unfortunate. Oh, the ball just got interception by the Jets.
What? I thought the Jets had the ball already.
No, they lost. They kicked the ball away, and now they just intercepted the ball.
Oh, okay.
So they're like 17 yards away from scoring a touchdown.
Oh.
And unfortunately, we're out of time soon. So I want to thank you, Macaulay Matthews, for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem, Will.
Hopefully, they have a couple of seconds before the end of the third quarter. So hopefully, when we come back next week, we will have Jets will be playing against the Colts. So thanks for all the callers for coming on the show. I want to thank everybody for listening to Sports Urban Legend. We'll be right back next week, same time, same place. Have a great weekend, everybody. And don't forget to donate to Haiti. We need our support. Any last words you have, Macaulay?
Donate to, you know, charities to support Haiti, and have a good week.
All right, see you guys later.